This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com today.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. Almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
1 o'clock code word is the word scale. S-C-A-L-E. You can text the word scale in the next 58 minutes to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, this hour's word is scale. S-C-A-L-E. Text SCALE to 72881. Text SCALE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. And your next code word's coming up at 2 o'clock right before Giannotto and Jeffrey here on 92.9.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is with Sports Illustrated, covers the NBA. His name is Chris Mannix, and he joins us now. Chris, what's going on, man? Everything good?
Everything's good, guys. How you doing?
The Grizzlies got lucky. Let's start there. The Grizzlies got lucky in the draft lottery after this season of conveying, not conveying, what do you do? Taking all that discussion off the table because they get the number two pick in the draft. From people that you talk to around the league, what is the perception of Ja Morant? Because that certainly seems to be the way they are going to go. What is the perception of Ja Morant as it relates to, you know, being the face of a franchise and potentially changing a franchise?
Yeah, really compelling prospect. You know, the athleticism stands out first and foremost. There have been comparisons on that end to Russell Westbrook. I think Ja Morant is a more polished point guard prospect at this point than Russell Westbrook was at this stage of his career. Certainly there are, you know, flaws to his game, like there is any young player at this stage. And you know, you have to think, too, about a guy that leaps up draft boards in the way that Ja Morant did. He wasn't considered, you know, a consensus top three pick at the start of the season, the same way that Zion Williamson was. But all season long, you know, playing at that level, he was really good. And I think, you know, when you know, coming out of the combine, I was out there talking to everybody, and you know, there really is no doubt that Ja Morant is a home run pick at number two. So not only do they able to get Morant, but then you can kind of turn the corner and look at deals from Mike Conley that could add the right pieces to your young roster.
I'm with the Grizzlies right now. I think that Ja's the pick, and with you it sounds like. But what if they pick Ja, what would they potentially be missing out on with RJ? I mean, how highly do you think of him and what he'll be in terms of his career?
I think pretty highly of him. You know, I always hate the notion that it's a three-person draft.
Sure.
Nobody really knows that. There's always high-level talents
right.
after a certain X number of picks. But RJ Barrett, you know, Knicks fans were kind of melting down after they didn't mm-hmm. get a top two pick or top one pick. But, you know, the immediate reaction I was hearing was that RJ Barrett is, you know, a potential all-star at the swing position. You
yep.
know, a guy that can be a high-level scorer. And I think he could benefit Memphis. I mean, Memphis needs everything right now.
No doubt.
Of whatever position, you know, Jaren Jackson is going to play in the long term. But I think in this league, if you have the potential to get a franchise point guard, you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a marquee position. There are too many great point guards in this league, and if you don't have one that can match, you better be sure that you have every other position shored up. And Morant has the potential to be a two-way type of guy, great size, which you need for today's NBA. I think Barrett could turn out to be a great player, but I'd have a hard time passing on Ja Morant.
And then it's the flexibility he gives you when it comes to trading Mike Conley, right, Chris? That's the added value, right, for Ja?
Yeah, and look, I can't sit here and say what Mike Conley's value is because of the number that he has on
sure.
his contract. And certainly his value increases by the bounce-back season that he had. I mean, I didn't know what Mike Conley was going to be at the start of the year because he, you know, coming off an injury like that,
mm-hmm.
I wondered if he'd lost some of his quickness, if he was able to get back to being the same player. And in some ways, he was better. But Mike Conley's got a great reputation as a leader across the league. If I'm looking at a draft pick, I might look at Chicago. The Bulls are not enamored with that number 7 pick right now. Could they flip it from Mike Conley to put themselves in contention? I don't really get that move, but it's something that was talked about a lot, you know, at the combine in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers, I mean, they're going to get desperate at some point if
exactly.
they don't wind up with somebody. So they might be willing to take a flyer and use some of their cap flexibility on Mike Conley. You're not going to get a significant trade package, but you might be able to get back one solid prospect and the flexibility that comes with moving Mike Conley's contract off the books.
A couple other things on the Grizzlies, Chris. We have not talked to you since they basically completed their front office. They added Rich Cho as the VP and Glenn Grunewald sort of as a senior advisor. Thoughts on those moves?
I mean, those two guys can, at the very least, sort of show you how the infrastructure works. And you're dealing with, you know, novice members of the high level of the front office, and you're clearly kind of pushing Chris Wallace off to the side for now. I mean, he'll be back in 3 years running basketball operations. We all know that. But it's, you know, having, you know, Rich, like having Rich Cho and Glenn Grunewald there, I think it at least creates, you know, gives you people that you can lean on for advice. Now, do you want them deeply involved in the decision-making process? I don't know. They haven't really been all that successful in their top executive roles in recent years. But, you know, I think Zach is determined to chart his own course. And I think having those guys around will at least give him people to bounce ideas off and maybe not make some of the rookie mistakes. It's a positive because I know that, like, say, in Sacramento, Vlade Divac needed that and probably still needs that to a degree, but needed that early on. And if he had that, maybe the Kings would have made some of the more ridiculous trades they made in recent years. Having experienced guys at least might save you from a mistake or two.
And then with yeah. the possibility and with the chance of adding Ja Morant, the Grizzlies currently do not have a coach right now. They're sort of working their way down the coaching search. Does the chance and the appeal of having a nucleus of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., how much more appealing does that make the situation to coaches? How much does it improve your candidate pool, so to speak, with potential head coaches?
Oh, I think it improves it greatly because you're going to have maybe more of the top assistants that have either great jobs on current staffs that they don't necessarily want to leave for a job like Memphis. You'll get them maybe to have their interest piqued in all this. I mean, look, everybody wants an NBA job, but I can tell you, I've talked to a number over the years of high-level assistants that have, you know, told their coaching agents that here are X teams that I'm not going to go to. Like, it happens. Like, they don't want to find themselves stuck in a certain situation. And look, I mean, Memphis still presents a bit of a shaky opportunity just because of, you know, the new front office, ownership has not been all that reliable in recent years. So, you know, you're not going to get everybody to run towards an opportunity just because they get the number two pick. But it certainly does open some doors. And I'd be curious to how much they're going to pay, too. I mean, that's a real thing. I mean, when, you know, there are teams out there that aren't willing to pay for a top-level head coach. I mean, even the Lakers, we saw with how they bungled the Ty Lue stuff. I mean, they weren't willing to pay a certain price. I mean, Memphis, if they want a high-level assistant, you know, is going to have to pony up some money for him. So I'm very curious to see what their salary scale is going to look like for this head coach.
Chris, where's Kyrie going? What do you think?
Man, I don't know. I mean, he's just a very – first of all, he's a very tough guy to read because he's got one of the smallest inner circles of anybody that I've ever covered. His inner circle is really his dad.
His dad knows
what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, he talks to other people, but, you know, Kyrie changes his mind on stuff, you know, in a matter of days, if not weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's – you know, like, I mean, go back to October. He announced he was staying in Boston, and now – I mean, it feels almost like a coin flip if he decides to stay there because of all that. I don't buy the Lakers stuff. I mean, that seems to be the new trendy narrative.
Sure does.
Because if Kyrie went back to play with LeBron again, it would really just kind of affirm that
he failed. Yep.
And he failed at everything that he wanted to do. I mean, he went to Boston, and he had a great GM, a high-level coach, and a supporting cast capable of getting them to the finals. Now, last year, or the year before, I guess I should say now, he got injured.
Sure.
This past year, it's kind of on him, like that he didn't perform at the highest of levels. So if he really doesn't want the responsibility that comes with a leader, I could see him walking to a different situation. But I can tell you from talking to people in Boston, you know, there is far more uncertainty now than there was in February, to the point where I'm not sure. Look, Danny Ainge is a one-man band there. Like, what he decides goes. But I think there might be people around him that – maybe they don't want Kyrie Irving back, or maybe they're questionable on whether committing five full years to him is the right thing to do. But one thing you have to remember, if you're a front office man in Boston, if you get Kyrie Irving back, you get Anthony Davis. It's as simple as that. Because people are tired of hearing me say this all the time, but I don't care what you think of the fourth pick, or what you think of Brandon Ingram, or what you think of Kevin Knox in New York, Boston beats everybody. Any offer they can put on the table is better than any offer anybody else will put for Anthony Davis. And they do not care, at least Danny Ainge doesn't, if Anthony Davis publicly is putting out this nod that he doesn't want to play there. So it's not just Kyrie. It's Kyrie and Anthony Davis.
You got such a good grip on Boston. And just from a basketball standpoint, it sounds like you're saying it's the best move. Keep him because it gets you Anthony Davis. What do you think? Or are they better served to just let him roll?
No, if I were them, I'd keep him. And I understand that in addition to him not working out on the court as a leader and whatnot, his body is fragile. I mean, he's had three knee surgeries in the last, like, 3 or 4 years. He was healthy this past season. They did a good job with that kind of load management stuff that's become trendy in today's NBA. But there's
Kyrie.
A risk that's involved with that. But you don't win, and this is the mentality Danny Ainge has. You don't win without stars.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, too, that internal friction doesn't bother Danny Ainge. Like, Danny played in the 80s with Larry Bird and McHale and Parrish. Like, they didn't like each other half the time they were together.
So it doesn't
affect him. Like, infighting, you know, Danny looks at it as being kind of this new thing that, you know, everybody kind of gloms onto as a big deal. He doesn't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He believes stars win championships, and I think he's going to go to the mat to keep Kyrie Irving.
We are, of course, talking to Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, on Twitter at @SiChrisMannix. Have we completely abandoned any possibility of Kevin Durant returning to Golden State? I feel like we focus a lot on where he might go. I mean, have we just totally, like, given up on the possibility of him going back?
I don't think we've abandoned it, but it looks just increasingly unlikely. You know, one thing I can say about Kevin Durant that I know is that he is very influenceable in the room. So when Kevin Durant gets to free agency, if it turns out to be like the Hamptons four again that show up at his front door telling him, come back, you know, what would it feel like to win six championships in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I that could be impactful. At the same time, the Clippers are going to have Doc Rivers, Lawrence Frank, Jerry West, and Steve Ballmer, who's one of the few owner assets that are out there because he's kind of like this infectious personality who will spend billions of dollars on whatever to build a winner. They're going to be powerful in the room. I don't think the Knicks will be very powerful, but for some reason there's a fixation in Durant's camp on being in New York and maybe pairing with Kyrie Irving and somebody else. But the reason I don't get too worked up about certainties when it comes to Durant is that he's going to be people are going to talk to him, and he's going to change his mind, I think, a couple of times during free agency. And I think that opens the door for the Warriors, who can present him with kind of a legacy-defining opportunity in addition to the money that they can offer him.
Does it feel like Cousins is closer to a return than Durant to you, Chris?
Yeah, significantly. And I'm basing that largely on, you know, just the read of the press release they put out. I mean, yep. Cousins is doing on-court activities. Kevin Durant is not.
Still not, right.
And that's something. I mean, I it might be one of those things where we find out after the fact that, you know, whenever a guy gets hurt the way Durant did, same thing with Kyrie or with Kawhi Leonard. Like, they're not saying anything about Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi could have like a, and I'm just making this up, but he could have like a tear in the knee for all we know at this point. Like, nobody says anything at this stage about injuries because they just want to duct tape these guys back together and get them out there on the floor. So we could learn after the fact that he might need some kind of procedure. It might be more serious. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But, yeah, it does seem like Cousins, with his on-court activities and everything that's going on, it seems like he's on the way back. By the way, I know you guys feel the same. Like, couldn't be happy for Marc Gasol doing what he's doing. Like,
no doubt.
Marc Gasol, like, making the three
that's
at
good.
The end. Few guys in the NBA deserve a trip to the finals more than Marc Gasol. Like, I don't really care who gets there, but
right.
I think I'll have a special feeling if Mark winds up in the finals.
Yeah, and I think he's finally found a place where, you know, he's free. You know, you could just tell the way he plays, like, he's allowed to sort of be the Marc Gasol he wants to be, maybe a little bit more passive, maybe a little bit more of a distributor, you know, and there's not as much pressure on him to score. You can just tell he's having more fun doing it up there.
And he beat himself up after game two. Like, he was, you know, I was out there for games three and four, and he was really upset how he performed in the first couple of games, but he stepped it up. I mean, you know, the way this series turned, in part, it was because of Marc Gasol on both ends of the floor getting the job done for them. So he's not just been kind of a passenger on this. He has been an impactful player on both ends.
No doubt.
Chris, you're the best, man.
Always appreciate
Thank
the
you
time, man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Yep, he is. Chris May. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that Raptors team, right? I mean, obviously, the more successful they are, the more you got to think Kawhi might actually come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when he got traded to Toronto, people just assumed it'd be a one-year rental. He'd go to the Clippers or somewhere like that. But, like, if you're him, to me, it feels like a very Kawhi thing to do, you know, to stay in Toronto.
I don't know. You'd see all that passion that they've got, you know, when it comes to the Toronto fans and all that love they're showing him. It seems like, you know, you could be swayed by that because they got so much energy. But Kawhi seems like the robot type. You'd have a million Toronto fans in front of him screaming at him. He'd just turn and walk away. There's no feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't – like Chris was saying, it's hard to get a read on Kyrie Irving. You talk about guys hard to read. Kawhi is as hard as they come when it comes to reading him. So, I don't know. I have no clue what he's thinking. But you're right, in terms of coming back, I can't think of a better situation. He's got a pretty good team up there.
Yeah, I mean, Fred VanVleet's going up for 21 last night. I mean, they got a bench.
All of them from the three-point line. You're not usually going to get that from him.
Oh, no, that was a blow.
He's locking in since he had the baby boy.
Yeah. So,
good. And congrats to VanVleet.
Yep, appreciate Chris Maddox for joining us today. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis, Tigers, hoops, recruits, all the coverage, one place.
We want all the smoke. We want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship.
With Memphis' mid-afternoon show 2 till 4, Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal and 92.9's Jeffrey Wright, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis' most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects, like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools. That's it. No patio furniture. No plants. Just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
The Casual Pint, there are 395 South Highland. It's the place to go because it's the craft beer place in Memphis. You're going to love the atmosphere. They're locally owned and operated, great people, and you're going to love the place. We're talking 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans, and your favorite bottled beer. You can do beer to go as well. It's a really cool feature. It's for the serious beer drinker only, and particularly if you like to try several different beers. Maybe you're that serious about it, then this is the perfect place for you. They've got something going on just about every night, happy hours, 3 to 5. Always do it responsibly. What you're going to love the most about the place is the people and the atmosphere. You want to feel comfortable, right, when you're after work, place like this. That's exactly how you're going to feel over at the Casual Pint. They don't have bartenders. They've got beer tenders. That's how seriously they take their beer. It's over at 395 South Highland, the place to get to all spring long. The Casual Pint, the craft beer place in Memphis, and also where beer lovers meet.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
All right, it is moving season. Right, summer's here, school's out, so you need to call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call the professionals at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. My friends at Black Tie Moving, they have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, because you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life, and Black Tie understands that. Black Tie is licensed, bonded, insured. Their movers are professionally trained. They're on time. I know because I use them. I know them well enough to know they are the elite team in moving. 316-6196. So go ahead and book your move now because it's going to start booking up fast. Summer's coming. Moving season is here. Black Tie Moving can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it so much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Macy's Memorial Day Furniture, Mattress, and Rug Sale has everything for a great summer at home. Save 20 to 60% and find incredible super buys for every room, plus your deck and yard, because it's all about entertaining outdoors. Check out special financing plans on furniture purchases of $499 or more on your Macy's card. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases, just in time for weekend guests. Find great home savings at Macy's, the furniture destination. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
One of the toughest tasks for business owners today is to fill out your staff with quality people in every position. It can take away from your day-to-day focus of trying to make your business as good as it can be. Hey, this is Eric Hasseltine here to tell you, you don't have to worry about that anymore. All you have to do is call PSC Staffing. PSC Staffing's been in Memphis for over 30 years, locally owned and operated. And let me tell you what, they have put people in jobs all over the place, and they can do it right here in Memphis. They understand the local market, so that's why you need to give them a call. They can custom tailor a staff solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. Visit their website at pscstaffing.com or give my friend Chris Bramlett a call. 794-6144, 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing, locally owned and operated, and the company you should trust. Give Chris Bramlett a call. 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing. Let them put the right people in your positions.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and we're joined by a big man in studio. I mean that literally, because he's, what, about 6'8", 6'9", lean and mean, 200-something pounds. I'm imagining his name is Will Coleman. There ain't an ounce of fat on him. Looks like he just came off of a basketball court or out of a weight room. He's always like that. It makes me jealous. Will, how are you?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I have my ups and downs, but I can never really say that I've had like a terrible day in Memphis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's,
you love it here.
I do. I really do. I done made Memphis my home, man. I've made a lot of friends. I've built a lot of relationships. Just so much love for the people in this city. So
what's it like, man? I ask you this with all due respect. What's it like to wake up every day with the body of a Greek god, man? If I had it, I feel like I'd be taking pictures of it. I'd be outside walking around with no shirt on. You couldn't tell me that. Must be nice, huh? Do you have to work hard to keep up that frame?
I do have to work hard. It does get me in trouble sometimes.
I don't even know. I don't even want to go down that road.
Well, over there.
But it takes a lot of work and a lot of people, you know, just me being in involved as much fitness as I am or try to be. A lot of people think you can. I mean, diet is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Diet is everything, and it fluctuates with so many different people because I can eat 12 cupcakes and be fine, or you'll have, you know, Jane Doe or John Doe look at a cupcake and they'll blow up.
Right.
You know, it's all about figuring out your body.
And all that
You got to figure your body out. That's why fitness is different for every single person.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
See, I'm listening to you all and listening to all that stuff, and I know that you could eat McDonald's the next 5 days, and you'd be straight. You'd still look like this.
I mean, I have to work out. You know, I have to kind of get myself out that hole, but I got a little more leash than most people.
Tell me what's going on with TBT this year. They got a new twist. It's tied this year where you'll actually play here on campus at the University of Memphis, I think, in the Elmer Rhone Fieldhouse?
Yeah. So that took a lot of work, really a lot of begging on my part, so I was trying to.
It said you led the way. You have done all of this.
I tried to, you know, reach out to Puma. And, you know, ESPN got in the mix a little bit. I don't know which part or which facet of ESPN, but I was speaking to them. And then really just I had to put my sales hat on, man. Just, you know, Memphis, Blues, Barbecue, Penny, Wiseman, the football program. I'm trying to show everybody love. Just the athletic program, period. Everybody on all avenues. Because, you know, it's always – in the past, there's been a lot more beef between football, basketball, and, you know, sometimes women's basketball feel like they don't get enough love. And it's a lot of stuff. So I just wanted to try and put Memphis on the map, period.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to leave anybody behind, anybody else.
You've gotten this done. You all will play in the second session. Now, the TBT, obviously, for those who don't know, summer tournament, now it's up to $2 million for the winner. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, Will, tell me if I'm wrong, we've had a team every year, I want to say, the 5 years. Or
well,
maybe, did
we sat one? Out year before last.
Year before, it was 1 year.
We sat out year before last.
You've got one coming this year, and this year you will have a little bit of a home court advantage getting the chance to play at Elmer Rhone. I think it's fantastic.
Yep. It's going to be great. It's tough sometimes because, you know, some guys getting their feelings a little bit. You know, me trying to run it or select who I want to select.
Interesting.
You know, they some guys get upset, man. But it's nothing personal.
Brother, I feel like if you don't take the lead on this, then it doesn't get done.
And yeah, that's what
right.
You, yeah.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
Even last year, you know, we tried to have Hunt and Antonio Anderson coach, but it's like I had to tell Hunt. And I kind of feel like I've built this relationship with Hunt. It's like, bro, you need to – you can play. You don't need to be coaching. I'm not saying that Hunt can't be a good coach, but it's like I had to go there and take it there. It's like, Hunt, you're not coaching. You playing. Like, stop it.
Right. I think with all due respect to all those guys, I think they got the right guy sort of lead them. Because, again, I mean, who else is going to reach out to ESPN? Who else is going to work so hard to try to get this thing done? So when it comes to that, I think – do you know already kind of guys? Do you have the whole team together? Is a new guy? Is Donis back? Are all those guys? You know some already?
I think
don't give too much. Yeah, because when do y'all have to have your rosters in? Isn't it like June 1 or
like
it's coming
week.
Up. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think it's pretty much finalized.
Okay.
I've been working with a couple people. Obviously, just because I love them to death, and he's somebody I kind of looked after or not looked after but looked up to when I knew I was coming. But Dorsey – I felt like I was similar to Dorsey in some ways.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was an absolute hoss.
Yeah.
But I felt like I was, you know, there were some similarities. I've been trying to grab him, but, you know, Dorsey's out in Europe. He's still in Greece trying to find his way, trying to get back on the EuroLeague circuit. So I don't know if he really want to, you know, take it there. But in my opinion, I feel like this is – in the summertime, I think this tournament is bigger than the G League as far as exposure.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's going, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins putting the team in. Chris Paul putting the team
in. I saw Chris's guy. They got their host site, Chris Paul, in there.
Kyle Hines. He's won EuroLeague championship the past 4 or 5 years. I forget what school he went to. He's an undersized big, plays for Moscow.
Uh-huh.
He's real tight with Andre Kirilenko. They're running tables out there. I mean, just a competition. Nick Kalathis is going to be playing with Kyle Hines. It's getting huge. And as far as exposure, I think this is where it's at.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because reading more about this in preparation for having you on, I didn't realize that Overseas Elite has won. I think that's it's definitely Overseas something, has won it 4 straight years.
Yeah,
who all has been on those? Some of the guys you mentioned, who all has been on those squads that have
gone?
They're like 25-0 in the last four years. Like, that's
honestly,
the team to be if they come back.
Let me tell you, the team, and I love them. I respect every basketball player, but what will make them so good is the chemistry.
Right.
They've been playing together for so long.
Which I imagine is hard to have, right? When all your guys are all overseas, you come back and maybe you get that together for a week when you're practicing. But
this is – it's a pride thing with us Memphis guys. And, you know, I've gotten to a point in my life with just my career, being a dad. I don't have a problem calling anybody out. And the problem Memphis has is it's a lot of guys with ego problems, man.
My brother, you can say that again.
We could all put all our pride to the side and just go play
mm-hmm. – We'd win.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because the talent that comes out of Memphis is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
But too many people, don't like this person. This person hating on this person. Or this person don't want to see this person succeed. And it's just, if we all could get on one page collectively, nobody could stop us, especially with the roster that I got that's going into this tournament.
Let me make sure I do the housekeeping for folks that want to get on support and jump on this. Because, again, these games will be at El Marone Fieldhouse. The tournament's going to have this Memphis team led by Will. The alumni team's going to play in the second session on February, July 19th. You can buy tickets right now. All individual session tickets are available over at the Tiger Ticket Office. You can get these now. And I think there's some incentive, too, for the more tickets fans buy, they can get some kind of – there's a new wrinkle in it where they can get paid. You know what I'm saying?
We win the whole thing. I think you get like 10 or 20% of the pot or something like that. You get a cut of the $2 million. So
you need the support.
Yeah.
You need folks to come out and fill up and give you the support.
But, I mean, it's just I have more retro guys on this roster than I do young guys. So, you know, back when Tiger basketball was Tiger basketball, you think these people will come see these guys. So I'm hoping that's what happens.
How many? Who? Well, can you tell us who you hope to have?
Earl Barron, me, Sean Taggart, Hunt.
Y'all loaded in the front court.
Adonis
been hooping overseas.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if you guys know a basketball player by the name of Dominique Johnson.
Who is Dominique Johnson?
He went to Southwest, played basketball at Allen Cali, did some stuff with the Mavericks for a while.
Okay.
Chris Crawford, Darius Washington.
Oh, Darius Washington.
Darius?
I didn't have to put on my recruiting hat, man.
Look like Penny over there.
Is he overseas? What's he doing?
He's in Florida now. Gotcha. I think he just got done or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I spoke to him last year. Yeah. I started this last year. Like, come.
I remember you hit me up about this in January.
Come join the squad, man. Like,
did he play in the Big Three or something? I want to. He was. Maybe it was a TBT then.
He played in the TBT.
He was a different
with,
team. Different squad.
Dominique.
Yeah, yeah.
Jones. Dominique Jones. Yeah.
Yeah.
He played with them last year.
Yep.
But I
got him here. Like,
didn't he put? Didn't he? Did y'all lose to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say. I remember DRC like Darius Washington. Yeah.
DRC.
Exactly. That's who it was.
He hit a one dribble pull up.
Our own people.
Like his armpit. It was like three or four people, and we was like, and then we had to. And things got a little hectic, you know.
Oh, it was heated. I remember. Yeah, this is all coming back now.
People started pointing fingers and kind of. It was just kind of like, yo, chill. Like, it's not what it's about, man.
Yeah.
You know, we lost and had to go home, but like, we got to learn from this, man.
Uh-huh. Like, talking to Will Coleman, of course, former Tiger. He's leading a team of former Memphis players and a couple others. What's the name? This thing says Team Bluff City, but is y'all calling it? It's Team Bluff City.
Bluff City.
Okay, and they'll be playing at Elmiron Fieldhouse in the second session of TBT on Friday, July 19th. You can buy your tickets right now and help these guys out over at the Tigers ticket office. This is affiliated with the University of Memphis. It's all official, and we should do it. We should be out there and support them. What else is going on? Because we talk about how many pots you got your hands in. It always seems like a ton. How's the professional life going?
It's going, man. So I'm you know, still at Alsac St. Jude, you know, trying to raise money, help save the babies. Walking through this fitness stuff.
Yep.
I'm just passionate about fitness. I feel like out of everything, and this is my personal opinion. You know, some people may feel different, but I just feel like out of everything in life. And everything, your body is something that you have 100% control over. You want to gain weight, you can put weight on. You want to lose weight, you can lose weight. You want bulging biceps, you get in the gym. You want to tone up, lean up.
Yep.
You can manipulate your body however you want it. Now, it may take some more work than other people, but I feel like if you can understand your body, you can literally make it do whatever you want. I mean, it's just in the power of the mind and the body, you can actually make yourself sick. If you think about it enough.
Who was the old man? And you're not going to know who I'm talking about because this is a Jack something. Brad, you might have to come in here. Who was the
Jack
old man
that
was in the fitness be swimming at 99 years old? You know what I'm saying?
I've heard the name.
Going to be Jack LaLanne. Is that it? That is what is going to be you, bro.
Yeah,
like 90 years old, doing bicep curls.
I'm with it.
First fitness superhero in the world, Jack LaLanne. That's the Wikipedia.
Yeah, he made it until 96. He's not
basically Calkins,
to 96.
You see my shirt right here?
I'll be winning, yeah.
Penny said he wanted all the smoke. What you think?
I like it. I'm really excited to see Penny for one reason and one reason only. I mean, just because I would like to see how he handles and how he coaches these guys. Because he literally has nothing but 4- and 5-star recruits.
So tell us, as a guy, how this is going to go. When you have that much talent in one gym, and we talked about egos and things like that, and guys are coming from places where they've been the star.
Because you were the senior leader.
I tried to be.
That was the number two class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number two class in the nation, Josh had.
And I think something that Pastner did, and it pissed a lot of people off, and I think Penny and I have to do the same thing. We all literally sat in a room. We had a powwow, and Pastner – He distinguished roles. Look, the majority of the shots need to be coming from A, B, C, and, you know, D, E, F need to be doing whatever.
He tried to give y'all roles early on. Okay.
And some people didn't respond to that.
Mm.
And I think one person that took it the hardest, and I love him to death, I actually tried to recruit him to the tournament so he could, you know, get his feet up under him, you know, to get him back on the basketball circuit, and that's Joe Jackson.
Mm.
But once Pastner made Joe a role player, we lost him. And I don't know why. I think Joe was an amazing player. I think he still is an amazing player. I don't know where he's hiding. I don't know how he's doing. I spoke to him once.
I think he's finally starting to bounce back, man.
I want nothing but the best for him. I care about him. I've tried to reach out to him.
Obviously, keep doing it, man.
Draper holds that relationship more so than anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want nothing but the best for him. If I can do anything or if Joe's listening, I want to help, you know, even if you just need to go
grab a hot dog.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care what it is, man. But
I'm with you on that. I respect the message.
You know, I wanted, I was leaning on him heavy, like, Joe, this it. You can revive your career with this. You can – let's do this. And he just kind of went ghost on me.
Mm-hmm. But don't take that personally. That's sort of
that's
the story for a lot of folks been trying to reach out to Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joe's got
– I just hope he's okay.
No question about it. When he did that, when he pointed it and did – let me ask it this way. It felt like maybe a more experienced coach would have seen the talent that Joe was and said, you know what, I got to just let that roll, right?
Yeah.
Is he that kind of player? Do you know what I mean? Would that have been the right move with him in the first couple of years? Because it was always about trying to make him a point guard and distributor so he'd be ready for the league.
Yeah. But
that was never – you know, Joe was just a free roaming, man.
And he was.
It seemed like he played his best basketball.
But it's so weird because I feel like every Memphis guy – plays their best basketball when they leave Memphis.
Here you go. I've heard this theory though that we do better when we leave.
I'm being 100% real. Like, I mean,
nowadays that we do better when we leave just because
Everybody has their circles. Everybody has their cliques.
It was an NBA scout that hit me with this like 2 weeks ago and was going down the list of names and saying, what if they had gone elsewhere, Jason?
Yeah, and it's not that they're not a good player. It's
just that they spend
so much time listening to their mom, their dad, their uncle, their grandma.
This is actually real talk here.
It's like,
but I'm not saying that's fundamentally true, but it's real about the.
But every player that I know, prime example, Tarik Black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. I don't know if he was listening to anybody or I don't know what was going on. But as soon as he left, I know he only averaged 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 blocks at Kansas. But Bill Self took care of him. And what happened when he got to summer league with the Rockets?
Yeah.
They made some NBA money.
Yeah, he was going bananas with Joy Dorsey.
It's changed his career. He's got money in the bank now.
Yeah, so.
And he comes back, you know, and gives back.
Yeah, I think he just started a foundation. His mom running it. He's black. He doing it right, man.
For sure.
He's doing it right.
Big time move by them, you know, to come back, especially if you leave. You don't see that a lot, you know.
I was a little butthurt, but, you know, when Black came in, so. First when Black came in, Jack was like, yo, you got to give up your number to get this recruit.
I was like, man.
Jack, you trying to handle me like that?
Yeah.
What's up, man? So I was like, you know, I was trying to take one for the team. I said, okay, cool.
Yeah, because you went to zero.
Yeah, went to zero. So I said, okay, cool. And then, you know, Wes and all my guys give me a heart. Man, you shouldn't have changed your number. We need number 10 Big Will back. This number 0 Big Will, terrible.
Dang.
But, man, I don't even think I was that bad. It was just, and again, I love Pastner, but, I mean, it's the belly of the beast. Tart came in killing, trying to play. He wanted some minutes. So that's what I had to see.
Yeah.
But I didn't say nothing. And I tried to talk to Black, reach out to Black, because the same thing happened to Black when Shaq came.
Yep.
And that's why Shaq left. I mean, that's why Tart left. But. That's how I go, man. You know, every day I wake up, I say rent is due.
Was that something you had to think about, or did you do it when they came to you for your number? You say, you know, does it take you a few minutes? Is that something you do right away? I mean, we know already your team did that in the first place.
I thought about it for a minute, but I was like,
man, because that will require a lot of swallowing of pride, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's your number.
Yeah. And I felt like, honestly, I felt like I should have put my name in after my junior year, after, you know, me and Elliot had tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was only big, so I had the numbers. I had the minutes.
It was a damn good year for you.
Man, but I – at that time, you couldn't test the waters and come back.
Why did Wesley play so much? I always thought if he was more serious, he could have been – No, and that, I don't even mean that in a funny way, John. Like, I mean –
Oh, for sure.
Like, that dude was so talented.
It's a lot of rumblings out there for Wes. But, you know, again, Wes, my guy, and we've gotten to a point to where we cool, but, like, I'm going to always keep it real with Wes. He just – Bro, just, you know, we had got into it at one point, but, like, I think – I don't know the full story, but what we all hear on the outside is that he got cut from the Spurs because he played too much. I don't know the details, so, I don't
– Right.
And if he cuss me out, I don't – but this is what I heard. When you go into a locker room like that with Ginobili
– With all the vets.
With Parker, and they so used to winning.
Yeah.
And you got a guy come in playing in the way the locker room. It's like, no.
Right.
Them three guys going to go to Pop, and whoever's like, yo, he got to go.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's went down, if that how it went down. I know Wes got bad knees. That's my guy. I love him to death. But
Wes swallowed his pride his senior year, too, because for all the expectations of him and everything, and then you had Josh, and you were recruited by Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Josh told him, kind of like you just said, he told y'all when he first – he put Wes in a role. Look, you're just going to be a four. That senior, and Wes, yeah. I will give it to him. He accepted it his senior year. I thought he kind of fell in line finally that senior year. But
he did. But, I mean, he just
– Were you on the bus that time when that story – I remember that story I was covering it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wes had got on the
– We fell out about that. Yeah, we fell out about that because I had always looked up to Wes because Wes was – he was an NBA point guard.
I am trying to – yes.
He was when an they NBA him, point dude, guard.
When they recruit, when Memphis was recruiting Wes Witherspoon, I thought he was going to the NBA. And the player they got was cold.
And a lot of people going to think I'm silly, but
– out of Atlanta.
I think Wesley could have been exactly what Precious is right now. Precious is 6'9", playing 1-5.
Oh, my Lord.
It's the motor difference your point, bro.
Yeah. And
Wes could have had that motor. Yeah.
So – when we was on the bus, you know, we got smacked by SMU.
Oh, yes.
Got smacked by SMU.
I remember this.
We getting cussed out, you know. And it was crazy because we wasn't even focused on the game, really. It was me, DJ, and just a couple other people. We go to the locker room. After the game, hold on, let me fast forward a little bit, then we'll come back.
Okay.
So after the game, you know, we having a film session. And, you know, Sip, he letting us have it. He in the film room.
Because we wasn't used to losing to SMU back then.
Yeah, he letting us have it. So we looking at the game film, and we watching. And, you know, me, DJ, and I can't remember who else was on the bench with us. We was laughing, you know, kind of looking across the court, pointing, laughing. So all of a sudden, Sip pull up these honeys on the screen. Some females.
Oh, my Lord.
Some females we flirting with trying to holler at while we playing.
Oh, my gosh, Will.
And Sip was like, that's, you know, he ended, yeah, that still look good. You know, he giving us every word under the sun. And we all in the film session like, yo, where he find this? Like, how did he? It was like a close-up joint, too, like zoomed in on the females. I was bad, but. After the game, we get on the bus, and Sip, you know, he letting us have it. So as soon as we get back to the gym, Wes grabbed the mic, and he mimicking Sip. And so at this point, I'm upset. And so, like, you know, we talk through it, and, you know, I holler at, you know, Josh or whatever. To me, and this is when I kind of understood that everybody's perspectives is different. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm thinking it's going to be a wake-up call. Like, Wes, you supposed to be an NBA point guard, like – come on, dog.
Stop playing. You got, like, the talent.
I'm here because I came because of Wes. Obviously, I signed my LOI, and I guarantee you that's what this recruiting class did before they got it. They all got a group message. Yo, let's go here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what me and Wes did. Wes was like, look, you staying or you want to go roll with Cal? And I was like, look, dog, I'm a junior. You got Patterson. You got Orton. You got Cousins. I'm not trying to fight for all that time.
Yeah.
You good because Cal got you at the point, so you straight. I was like, nah, let's just rock out. Let's stay at Memphis. So Wes he's a big part of the reason I stayed here in Memphis. And so,
gotcha.
You know, when I leaned on him for that decision, to me, Wes is an NBA guy, somebody I need to stick close to with a motor that work hard. And it's like, what's it like to play, man? And I wanted to win so bad, and I wanted to make things happen so bad. So
eventually,
but like,
y'all. Yeah,
just kind of fell off, and we cool. He still pick on me, man. I still remember Big Will snitched on me on the bus. Like,
man, you snitched on him.
You were the one that snitched.
I mean, it's at that time.
I thought it was a manager. Dang, now we know.
Man was working for Josh.
Every time you come in, we learn something new, man. It's amazing. We really could do this all
day. You got him because he had said the whole double zero that we need.
Yeah, that was, he was.
No.
No doubt.
He was, but again, Wes is still my guy. I love Wes to death.
We do too.
For sure.
He that's something he gonna hold over my head.
He set a pick on me in Celebrity Game. I won't even tell you. He got it back on me. So we're back straight.
Real quick, how can Memphis get involved with TBT? What can they do?
GoTigersGo.com or show up to the ticket office and just buy them tickets, man. And just, I think it's all cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I mean, just having that old feel, you know, them old school Tigers. You know, just come and just turn the city up and show these new recruits what Memphis really is about.
Yeah,
you
know,
and I don't want everybody to wait until, oh, I can't wait till the first game. Like, this, come check out the Tigers. You know, that laid that groundwork, set 100%. The road. You know, set that pavement
for sure.
these young guys to come in here and you know, we lost our way for a little bit, but Penny got us back. But let's show what Memphis used to be.
Yeah.
Like, pack it out, man. We need everybody.
We'll keep reminding them.
Yes,
brother.
Sir. I always appreciate.
coming in, Will. Thank you. Always good to see you.
Appreciate it. Will.
Yep, we'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, the ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 2 p.m.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. You want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity My Account app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. N62119, restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off two rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
All right, guys, this summer it's not just about the ladies getting in shape. It's about you two guys want to look their best too. And sometimes there can be some stubborn parts that even though you're putting in work in the gym, you're just not getting the results you want. That's why I'm going to tell you about University Plastic Surgery Group. They can help you with that little extra push. If you've done your part at the gym, hit them up. Get what's called Cool Sculpting. Cool Sculpting is a very interesting procedure. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target those trouble areas. Quick process, 45 minutes to an hour. You can even do it on your lunch break. So keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Just call them, 350-4858, or visit them on the web, UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com, today.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
and almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So let me tell you about Lewis. Lewis was going back and forth. He wanted to know, listen, should I sell my house? Should I not sell my house? I don't know what to do. He was going back and forth. Then he got the Live Love Memphis group. He decided to sell his home. And, of course, they worked their magic. He listed his home on a Monday. The next day, that Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. That is the Live Love magic.
That's right. They did that magic for me. It's really not magic. It's really just hard work. You're going to get the results. I got them. Everybody's got them with the Live Love Memphis group. Head on over there and do the homework for yourself, livelovememphis.com, or you can call them, 901-685-6000. When you do, 685-6000, the person to ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. They'll get that home sold for you. That's about the bottom line. If you'd like, though, they'll get you in that dream home as well. livelovememphis.com.
Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Hey, real quick, it's going to be this weekend. Tomorrow, I'll be at Celebrate Memphis. John, why are you up and dancing? It's free, starts at 3. Bunch of music, bunch of fun. Should be a lot of fun. Also tomorrow, your football prospects on site at the Liberty Bowl, 12-3. The Make the Right Call Elite 150 camp put on by Gene Robinson. Go register and get seen. You like that, John?
I'm gonna watch John dance in the studio at Zoo, and also go to Zoo Brew tonight. Or Zoo Brew, I'm
Zoo
sorry,
Brew, not Zoo Brew.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall, watch this guy dance tonight at Zoo Brew.
Yeah, you can get your tickets.
That's why it's gonna be a good time.
Get your tickets at the door, Memphis Zoo. I'm gonna be checking out the Zoo Brew tonight. Of course, I'll be there from 7 to 9. Come out and see me. And also, high school reunion is this weekend, so I'll be living it up. 3-day weekend. I can't wait.
This man can't wait to get out.
Well,
this
you know,
coach.
Brad be making us work, man. That man be making us work.
No, I gave y'all the day off on Monday.
That may be.
Thank you.
I think you're legally required to do that.
Well, we're not doing the cash code, so we're saving some money. See, we're not.
Man,
gonna...
it don't matter what the holiday is, man. Christmas.
Y'all
Martin...
enjoy your weekend. Seriously,
I mean,
man.
How you gonna make the black guy work on Martin Luther King Day?
Stop.
I mean that Stop. To me is the most offensive part about it. But yes, it's going to be a great 3-day weekend for sure. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us today on the show, and what a lineup it was. And I'm having a hard time remembering it, to be honest with you. Will Coleman, Chris Mannix, Brian Windhorst, and Gary Parrish.
Well done.
Those are the people who joined us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Make sure you don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. Have a very safe weekend. Have a good weekend. Happy birthday, Memphis.
Yep.
We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station. Memphis, Tigers, hoops, recruits, all the coverage, one place.
We want all the smoke, we want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship.
With Memphis's mid-afternoon show 2 till 4, Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, and 92.9's Jeffrey Wright, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I'm a really big sports person and probably the best sports radio station I've ever heard. I've lived in a lot of different places and bought like heads and shoulders above a lot of other places. So, really big fan. Hey, this is Zach. I just won $1,000 on 92.9 ESPN.
Saddle up.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lockit before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.